This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra is perfect for more than just the summer heat this year, because not only is it refreshing and crisp with only 95 calories, but Ultra is also the official beer sponsor of Team USA at the Olympic Games Paris 2024. Celebrate every point, race, and moment with Team USA and Michelob Ultra for the Olympic Games Paris 2024. Stock up on Michelob Ultra and cheer on Team USA. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hell yeah!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Am I reading the chart?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Will the Chiefs three-peat? They received a major push. Patrick Mahomes was voted number 4 on the top 100 list of players.
I'm here.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I'm here.
Earlier on the show, Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson, Pro Football Focus analyst Trevor Sikkema, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Saints safety Tyrann Mathieu. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone lines are lighting. We appreciate that. We'll take some of the calls. We'll also take the Zoom call from Tyrann Mathieu, entering year 12 for him with the New Orleans Saints. We already chatted in this show with Doug Peterson, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Sikkema of Pro Football Focus, also Tom Pelissero making his way from the San Francisco airport to the 49ers facility, sitting in the back of his car, the Lyft that he was taking.
In the back of Victor's car.
Because you know what he does? What he does is he goes to the store. When there's a story, he goes to it. He flies in and he goes to the story.
He ain't scared.
And if you missed any of it, we re-air on channel 210 here on the Roku channel. There's also our YouTube channel. We'd greatly appreciate you being somebody who gives us a subscription there, a follow there. We're zeroing in on 800,000 subscribers there. Or there's our podcast, all 3 hours every single day through the Cumulus Podcast Network. You want to listen to us, go figure, go do that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. As I mentioned, we're following what's going on with the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, the head coach of the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, speaking with the media, slated to be speaking with them as soon as we're done with the show today. So we'll obviously be all over it again tomorrow. And the way that Tom Pelissero described it on the car ride is this could take, he said, 20 minutes, 20 hours, or 20 days. And that there's also permission that Ayuk's been granted to speak to more than just the two teams that have been reported to have struck an agreement with the 49ers in terms of trade compensation. If Ayuk now agrees on a contract with those teams, the Browns and the Patriots, says there's more than just the two of them. Hmm. And we just went through an exercise about where his best fit would be, and that's where Max in the Keystone State, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Max?
Yes, sir. How are you, Mr. Rich? How are you, gang? Love the show.
What's going on, man? How are you?
PA in the house.
Doing okay. Longtime East Coast Niners fan here, Niners family fans here.
East Coast, you got
three
it,
major teams, we think, maybe. Bills, Raiders, Commanders. Just wanted to touch on that with you guys.
Raiders.
Maybe Gore, Adams, and McCaffrey for those three in the mix.
Do you think the Raiders would really have, I mean, Davante Adams... I mean, with all due respect to Brandon Ayuk,
and Adams isn't too happy over there either, right?
I understand that, but with the ultimate of respect to Brandon Ayuk, which means, you know, in the Rich Eisen Show lexicon and all the rules that we lay down here, means I can be as disrespectful as I want right now because I said with all due respect. But wouldn't you say that's a downgrade for the Raiders? I mean, Davante Adams is going to the Hall of Fame one day.
True.
I mean, wow. I understand Ayuk's younger, but
5 years younger.
If Ayuk wants to go somewhere, like, I love Ayuk, but
everybody keeps thinking. Anybody who thinks that Davante Adams is less than because we haven't heard from him, if you will, in like 2-3 years, come on. Sure. If I'm the Niners, sold. Great, and hope Mark Davis gives Ayuk all the dollars. Yeah. Fine. Great.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And then
I'll do that now.
Not to take too much of your guys' time, but to end it, I guess, I think there's a strong chance on the 17-0 this season. I don't know if there's a chance of beating the Chiefs in the bowl again with that three-peat chance in the script, you know, but...
You're talking about the Raiders? 17-0 for the Raiders?
Who's Niners. Niners.
No, the Niners. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got you. All right. Thanks for the call, Max. Greatly appreciate it. That's Max in PA.
The East Coast, as he said.
Nice. Is that what he said? I missed it. I'm sorry.
East Coast,
sorry, Niners, Max. That one slipped past me.
Yeah.
I got a little confused.
Oh, he said it.
He said it. East Coast and PA.
Got a little confused at the end there. I thought he was referring to the Raiders going 17.
Yeah, Niners 17. He's a Niner fan.
What is the other team that he mentioned?
He said the Raiders.
I just can't.
Commanders, Bills.
The Raiders? I mean, let me tell you this. If I'm John Lynch, I'll be John Lynch. You be the Raiders offering me Davante Adams.
Oh,
go ahead. Ready?
Sweet.
Ready?
Oh,
in
sweet.
Three,
okay.
Two, one, go.
Hey, John. Mark Davis here.
What's up, Mark? How's the barber doing?
It's great. I just got a fresh cut. Jumpsuit looks great.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Thinking about Brandon Ayuk, you want Davante Adams?
Yes.
Oh. Really? I mean, just
ask me again.
Yeah, just straight up, Davante.
Yes.
Adams. End scene.
And
scene. How it would go.
Hold on, let me eat my
Rich Eisen Show Theater. Rich Eisen Show Theater. Jason in Asheville, North Carolina. What's up, Jason? How are you, sir?
Well, Rich, it's been about 5 years. I changed my son's dirty diaper last time.
All right, put him back on hold. Do you want to hop on there and tell him to get in a better spot? Adam, do you want to do that for me, please? Put him back on hold. I'll handle it. I'll handle that with Tommy P in the back of his car.
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
Thank you. Good one. Good first use of that drop, Mikey.
Don't too far.
That drop's going to come in handy a lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's great. One.
That's going to be very handy a lot.
Look at handle when it gets handled.
I love that.
Like I said, I'm going to put on a t-shirt.
How is that out of the t-shirt?
So remember yesterday we closed the show with the Giants having a brawl? And because, again, I had just heard this, I thought it was Giants on Giants. It wasn't. It was Giants and Lions are having a practice together. They're having joint practice. And coaches dig it. Coaches dig the joint practices because it's the first time that players aren't going against their own. And you can kind of control the environment a little bit here. Sometimes the games don't, you know, are uncontrollable, and coaches are control freaks. They love it. But the Giants on Giants, you know, the heat came from, I guess, Daniel Jones had his arm hit as on a follow through, and Dable got pissed, and Daniel Jones got in the middle of it to defend his offensive lineman or something like that, and it got on and cracking. Again, it is red. I mean, it is absolutely like 100 degrees humidity hot in the New York metropolitan area right now. Flags are flying. That doesn't really work. Joe Shane, the general manager, got out there at one point. You could see him on the screen if you're watching on the Roku channel right now. There he is on the left in his glasses and his shorts. You know, he's trying to keep the peace. It got on and cracking. So prior to practice today, Dan Campbell had this to say about the Monday set to.
Yeah, certainly too much. You know, when you have to stop practice that many times to reset the drill and load it, it's a waste of everybody's time, you know. And look, I don't want those. That's not what it's about. And I know Dave's doesn't want it. We've talked about it, you know, address it with the players. And you know, that's part of the balance is, man, how do you really, really push yourself to compete at the highest level, but you got to keep your composure. So we're good, man. We're going to have a great day today.
All right. So what about today and the great day? The players listened. They went through practice without incident. Hold on a minute. I'm being told, no, that did not happen. I'm being told that Malik Nabers was being guarded by Terrion Arnold.
Ooh.
Right here, rookie on rookie. They get up. It's all good. And then Nabers just flashed an arm at Kirby Joseph.
Oh,
and it's on!
They're
playing the feud! Oh, my gosh! They're playing the feud!
Don't break up the fight. Let them rumble.
That was an elbow to the face.
Well, again, Kirby Joseph drafted in 2022 and maybe said something. I don't know, but Nabers went up high and then...
Yeah. No, who was
good
that?
Good thing they were in the caps, the puffy caps.
Was that Terrion number 30?
No, Terrion's number 0.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whoever was Thurby
is Kirby Joseph.
Oh, Kirby was throwing them.
Well,
dogs
is that the
right
one?
There.
Let's play that one more time, if you don't mind re-racking that one here, as they say in the business.
Puffy cap.
By the way, you got to love neighbors and Arnold going at it right there. That's yeah, that's clean, and whatever. Starts, and they didn't say anything. They're getting up.
Neighbors is nine, right?
Yeah. Neighbors then just flipped right at. Yeah, oof. That's Kirby Joseph, 31.
He hit him with like the four piece with the biscuit.
Why was he involved? I was 31 involved.
I don't know. No, neighbors. Yeah. Neighbors was the one who went high on him. He went high on him. I don't know if they said anything right here. You get a better view there. Like, oh.
Oh, he just went high.
Yeah. And then they hit him. Oh, he got him a couple times again. Good thing for his hand, too, that there's the caps.
Why are we punching guys in helmets?
He hit him with the four piece.
Well, I mean, it's not a helmet. It's you're punching him in a very puffy cap.
Yes.
Sort of like a boxing glove. They're wearing boxing gloves.
Come on, people.
All right, so it looks like, I mean, just again,
I like it.
From my seat here, Malik Nabers was the one who at least laid hands on somebody first.
Yeah, right? We didn't see what happened previous, but
we don't know
anything. We don't know anything. We saw
right there. We're like a ref just like throwing flags because you think you might have yeah, seen the last guy.
You always catch the second.
All right, Malik Nabers had this to say after practice.
I mean, it's hot. We're competing. Stuff like that's going to happen. It's football at the end of the day. He did, but I'm not going to repeat it. It's the competitive me and Arnold, you know, we talk almost every day about just competing, how great we want to be. So it's nothing against him. You know, he's my brother, so I'm going to give him the work he needs. He's going to give me the work I need. But it was just I was tapping him on the helmet. Good play. That's all it was. And then, you know, somebody comes up, running up to me, said a few words, and rest is that.
So Kirby Joseph said something, and neighbors let him have it. Because it didn't look like Terry and Arnold and he were
two-piece.
We're having a set.
Man, they went at it, though.
Let me say this. If Malik Nabers is a tone setter, right, in this regard, mm-hmm. and Daniel Jones is showing up with his neck bigger than his face, right? Like we saw yesterday, he got in the meeting.
I mean,
he got in the mix.
And he's got the beard going. I love the beard.
You know what I mean? He got in the mix yesterday.
Yeah.
If we're going to see some red ass out of the big blue, okay? You
hit me with it.
I don't know why you're so damn high on the team.
Hit me with it.
Daboll is on the blue Zempic or whatever it is.
Daboll looks great. Hit the treadmill every day, Mikey.
The blue Govee. He says it's Pilates. Trust me. I'm sure he's working out. That's great.
A lot of core.
I don't know how you look. You losing 60 pounds with the Pilates is impressive.
I'm telling you, Nabers has a highlight catch every day. Dude's a beast. You heard what Trevor said, too.
Chose him for Offensive Rookie of the Year. That's not a quarterback. It's your guy, Caleb.
Well, I love Caleb.
I know.
Hard Knocks tonight. I'm not even a Bear fan. I'm just so psyched.
Okay.
Oh, that is the sixth.
Yeah,
right. So,
let's go.
Hard Knocks.
The Giants being in the mix would be
great.
It would be just great.
It would be great. Like I said, look. Look at the schedule.
I don't want to sign up for that.
No,
it wouldn't. 3-0 heading home for Dallas week 4.
Let me just say.
Very possible. Very possible.
Listen, I know you say you don't want the Giants to be.
Yeah, but that's just personal.
No, excuse me. Do you know the most.
Ooh.
Overrated division in the National Football League.
Don't say that the division that has the most collective Super Bowl trophies.
Most overrated division.
NFC East.
AFC East. How about that?
Really? Who are we rating?
There.
NFC East has one Super Bowl in the last.
But collectively, the NFC East has more Super Bowls than any other. Anyone. The NFC East has more Super Bowls.
No. Listen. The Buffalo Bills are a terrific team with a terrific quarterback that has been falling short of their goal. I might be, spinning right now. But the Dolphins, nobody expects much from. Nobody expects much from the Jets ever. And the Patriots, we don't expect much from right now. I think they're rated right where they are.
Yeah, last.
And I'll tell you what, too. The AFC West, we keep rating them very highly.
Yeah, they've been disappointing.
In the same way that the Chiefs are kind of like the new Patriots in terms of a dynastic situation, the AFC West has... Remember how the AFC East was just easily vanquished by the Patriots? And Brady crushed everybody?
Look at Mahomes' record against the AFC West.
And now you're seeing one team in the AFC West starting most likely a rookie quarterback, despite him now being third on the depth chart as of today in Bo Nix. The Raiders have you know, Aiden O'Connell or yeah. Gardner Minshew. The Chargers have my guy in Jim, and Herbert's hurt. It's like everything's kind of cracking open.
Yeah.
But let's not go far afield from what I'm saying. In all honesty, dude, last year, the two teams that made it from the NFC East were one and done. One, because it was the end of them falling apart over a 7-week period, and one who fell apart in a 7-minute period against Green Bay. And the Giants and the Washington Commanders. The Commanders have now got Jaden Daniels and DQ, and the Giants have got Malik Nabers throwing hands. And Daniel Jones growing facial hair.
I see.
And a coach.
So I'm confused.
Dropping 60. And it would be great to get these guys, you know, in the mix to make the NFC East a money division. As you, everybody thinks they are when they root for a team in it.
Well, with all due respect,
yes,
I don't care about any of those teams. None of them. Okay, so
we're
that,
talking
like,
about the Giants throwing hands.
Specifically, Cowboy fan.
I love it.
Talking about the Giants throwing hands.
I love it.
And it would be great. That's the main point here.
Yeah, it would be nice for those other two teams to carry their
yes.
weight.
Wouldn't it?
Look, I mean, we ain't winning nothing, any of the four teams. Let's just
all right. Let's. We're giving
real.
Jason in Asheville one last shot before
well,
we get to
before
we get
shot.
To Tyron Matthew. You there, Jason?
Hey guys, can you hear
back.
Me now?
Oh my God, it's like you're on a landline. It's like you're sitting next to me.
Hey. It's been 5 years and a lot of dirty diapers since the last time I called you guys.
Okay,
guys, well.
Good to know.
My man,
baby's in the house.
Hey, so as a North Carolina Bay Area born Niner fan,
okay.
So, in terms of the Brandon Ayuk situation, one thing that a lot of people are talking about out here is, do we really need another wide receiver? Is that how our offense runs? Or do we need offensive line help? Do we need another DN? You know, we have Leonard Floyd, and he's had a good camp, but we need someone behind them. And the other thing I was going to bring up that I don't feel is talked about enough when it comes to the Niners specifically is when we pay top tier to our top tier players, those specific top-tier players are one, if not two, in the league at their specific position.
Oh, there's no doubt. You guys have got one of the best rosters in the NFL. And Purdy's, the sand's going through the hourglass with him. And at some point, he's going to have to be paid better than all of them. And so
exactly.
that has
exactly.
to be part of their thinking with Ayuk right now. There's no question about it. It is a puzzle, a Jenga tower. That John Lynch is generally managing, and you know, and that's definitely part of this whole situation. That's what Chris is pointing out. That's why the Patriots should just start jumping in with the high paid wide receivers, hoping that they're willing. And thanks for the call, Jason. That they're willing to come right now. So look down the road, top notch organization, a coach that you can relate to, and Gerard Mayo, and a quarterback. But right now, what they're staring at right in the face is what, a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 win season if they're lucky? 7-10? You want to do that? Or you go with the Browns or someone else? All right, let's just for you, TJ, let's go. Jacob in Fontana, California.
Jacob.
What's up, Jacob? What's up, Jacob?
Rich, how we doing?
Thanks for holding on for 2 hours.
no problem. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thanks, bud.
And TJ, go Cowboys, sir, of course. Chris and Mike, hello. How we doing?
What's happening?
What do you want to do
good
today, buddy?
Let's do it.
I want to do the win-loss game, sir, for my Dallas Cowboys.
Let's okay, go. Here we go.
Let's go.
We just slagged on the entire division.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Don't let him
Jacob in
this,
Fontana, California. Let me write this down. I'm putting you next to Chris Red, saying they were going 2-16, winning the bye week as Stephen A. Smith. Jacob in Fontana. Here we go at Cleveland.
I think we will start off there with a loss on that one.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Home for the Saints. Yeah. Be careful. Tyron Matthew may be listening in.
Honestly, I'm going to that game, so I'm going to just put it out there and say we're winning that game.
All right. So. Home for the Ravens.
Oh, Lamar is going to get us, unfortunately.
Boy, they start 1-2 going into the Giants game at the Giants on a Thursday night. Brockman's going to be licking his chops. Oh. What do you got?
I'm still taking the W, even with Brockman's comments.
2-2 at Pittsburgh.
win as well.
3-2 home for the Lions.
I think Taylor Decker will report as eligible legitimately this time, and we'll take the loss.
3-3. That'd be a long-ass bye week going into San Francisco. What happens?
Going back to what TJ has said before, Cowboys haven't shown me anything being 49ers, so I think we're taking the loss.
3-4 at Atlanta.
We'll win that game.
4-4 home for the Eagles.
We are winning against the Eagles.
5-4 home for the Texans.
CJ Stroud looks too good. I think we're taking that loss.
Dude, if they are 5-5, the entire national media would lose their minds at the Commanders.
That would be a win.
6-5 home for the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Taking the win as well.
7-5 against the Bengals on Monday night.
I think Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, I think they'll do it to us. I think we've taken the loss
7-6 at the Panthers.
That's a win.
8-6 home for the Bucks.
That's a win.
9-6 at the Eagles.
I think we're splitting the series, especially when we're at Philly. We're losing that game.
9-7 home for the Commanders.
And we are winning that last one.
10-7. Thanks for the call, Jacob. Cowboys go 10-7. That would be like a 6 or 7 seed.
They're in. I think they make the playoffs.
Oh, they were
10-7. Yeah.
Dude, let me say this, man. Let me see. TJ, did you do this yet? You had them. Yeah. You had them 3-3 going into the bye. So did Jacob, and so did Jake and Phoenix, and Jimmy. I don't know which Jimmy it was. It's not our Jimmy. I don't think. I don't think he did it.
I don't know.
But anyway, I've got a Jimmy here at 4-2. Is it our Jimmy?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I just have Jimmy, and then we. Okay. Also have a
Maybe that's why it could be our Jimmy because I just left it there as Jimmy in San Antonio. 4-2. And then everybody has them losing to the 49ers. Let's take a break. Next up, Tyrann Mathieu, New Orleans Saints.
Honey Badger.
That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, everybody. This just in. It's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game. During the summer, I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do, and you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. Was that a heat or just the final for Sydney McLaughlin of Rome? Is it just a heat?
Yes.
She just won the her heat in the 400 meter hurdle second, by a million miles, right?
Yeah,
and
that was
it didn't
insane.
Look like she was running.
No.
Looked like she was just coasting.
She was effortless.
Unreal. Yeah. Like her top half didn't move.
Yeah. Have you guys any tried to jump a hurdle?
No. Are you nuts?
Yeah, back, I tried when I was in high school. It was hard.
So you're saying she's not the only New Jersey hurdler that we're discussing right now.
Rich, again, is that what you're saying? I tried and could not do it. It's impossible.
Were you a distance runner?
I was a distance runner.
Yeah.
I was good.
So what do you mean you couldn't do it? You knocked them over?
I almost fell on my ass. Yeah, basically, yeah. I hit.
Were you like that French pole vaulter where there's a certain thing couldn't make it over?
No. He wishes he was like that. We all do.
Well, I mean,
I'm not going to lie. I would teach how we all do.
You could only hope, huh?
We could only hope.
You have to go to the sock drawer for that one.
Oh, boy. I have my own website at this point. I'd be fine.
See?
Del two Foley fans.
Hey now, ladies and gentlemen. We're learning more and more about your athletic prowess, sir.
No, I was a good long-distance runner.
Okay.
But the short stuff, I sucked at.
Short stuff. Yeah.
Like 40s, Rich?
That's it.
Is that the
official track term for it, too? The short stuff?
The short stuff.
The 400, 100.
What the French guy did not suffer from.
I needed the distance. Give me the 2.6 or 2.5 or whatever it was.
Wait, did you see that tweet I sent you guys last night in the group about why you would have finished in the 100, Rich?
Oh, we'll discuss that later.
You got
that's
it?
A good one.
Okay,
it's simple
good.
Math. Who knew?
I'm glad we got math.
We broke send that to the guys at home. We'll finish
simple
the show
math.
With that.
Okay.
We'll finish the show with that. That's funny. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Year 12 for this guy. Year 12. For one of the best and one of our favorites from the New Orleans Saints, Tyrann Mathieu, back here in the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Tyrann?
I'm doing great, man. I can't complain. It's good to be at work.
12 seasons. Yeah. How does that hit you? 12 seasons.
I don't think it's hit me yet. You know what I mean? I'm still having fun. You know, I enjoy competing. I always enjoy, you know, a good challenge. So, we got a challenge in front of us, so I'm looking forward to it.
No, I understand, but you know, longevity in this league is a rarity. It's a rarity.
Yeah.
It's a rarity.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I always keep it real with you and you with me. Many people probably thought you wouldn't last 2 years.
Yeah.
Wouldn't last one. Or you didn't deserve a chance to last a single year at all. And here you are 12 years in. That's got to be something for you, at least. No?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you one thing. I'm blessed. You know what I mean? I think God has really, you know, kept his hand on me. And I think, too, man, I think I came into the league with, you know, just a perfect situation. I always talk about it. Like, just having guys like, you know, Bruce Arians and Patrick Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald, like, this was always the goal, you know. And I just think that I had, you know, the right group of people, you know, around me to kind of help kickstart my career. And, you know, I think about it, you know, every step of the way. So I'm grateful for those guys.
What did they do?
Well, I think they gave me a model to follow, you know. Obviously, you know, Patrick Peterson, me and him go way back to LSU. And, you know, he's always been a great role model, right? And, you know, I think Larry Fitzgerald just taught me how to practice. You know, he taught me how to be a pro. And, you know, I think anytime you have a coach that, you know, understands you, that supports you, you know, it's kind of easy to get off to a good start, you know, in your career. So I was just blessed, man, with great guys, great people to follow. And then, too, man, like, you got to win games and you got to make plays. And I think I've done a lot of that.
Yeah, I guess this is a silly question, but I'll ask it anyway. Did you go against Fitz in practice a lot as a rookie?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Right.
You know, I remember being a rookie, you know, just taking his lunch money. It was fun.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Now, hold on a second. How would Fitz take that if he heard that right now, Tyrann Mathieu?
He knows I'm not lying. And, you know, I think, you know, iron sharpens iron. You know, I think, you know, when I jumped off the bus, you know, as a rookie, I think those guys expected me to play. And I think they expected me to play big. And, you know, that's the way, you know, me and Fitz competed at practice. You know, I probably said he won a good majority of those reps, but I didn't take it as I lost, right? Because I was still learning, you know. So, you know, as time goes on, man, I felt like I was always in a place I needed to be, you know. And I think, you know, competing against a guy like Fitzgerald, who's a future Hall of Famer, you know, even at that point in his career,
right?
You know, I can only get better.
I've got Tyrann Mathieu here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what are you doing now in year 12 that you weren't doing in year one? Like, what are you doing now?
Well, I think in year one, you know, I was following those guys, right? Like I was trying to be a sponge, you know, with those guys. And I think that the tables have kind of, you know, reversed, right? Like there's a lot of young guys that they want to mimic me, right? On and off the football field. So it's definitely a much greater, you know, responsibility. But, you know, like I said, I feel like I've been raised right. And, you know, I'm just the perfect guy for those guys to you know, want to be like.
Who are you taking under your wing right now there in Saints?
Well, a lot of them. You know, obviously, you know, we got the young kid, Kool-Aid from Alabama.
That's right.
He went to Alabama. You know, nice. It's all right. You know what I mean? You know, Alante Taylor, you know, who I think is going to continue to just kind of elevate and ascend, you know, in this league. And so, you know, those guys, we got Jordan Howden, you know, a young safety who played a lot for us last season. You know, we're going to expect him to continue to play big. And so we got a good group of young guys. We got a good mixture of older guys as well. And just trying to, you know, lead those guys each and every day and just show those guys like how it's done. You know, you got to put a lot of work in to get to the top. And, you know, so we're looking forward to that.
Tell me about Kool-Aid McKinstry and what do you think he can bring to the equation in just year one for your team?
Well, he's bigger than I thought he was. You know, he looks good. He looks the part. You know, obviously it's a, you know, it's a learning curve that kind of has to take place. You know, I think he's smart enough to be able to kind of grasp. And, you know, he's playing outside corner. He's playing inside. You know, we're kind of asking him to do a lot. But he comes from the Nick Saban tree. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he can handle it.
I'm sure he can. You know, no doubt about that. But I'm sure you remind him it's LSU country where he's currently residing, right? I mean, you must tell him that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he knows it. You know what I mean? He's a Southern kid. You know, he grew up in, I want to say, Mobile or Birmingham, Alabama. So,
sure.
He knows where he's at.
Exactly.
For sure.
It's forever. I'm sure there's fresh reminders all around there in New Orleans and Bayou, in the Bayou. Tyrann Mathieu here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you tell people who are, you know, obviously focusing on Atlanta? Kirk Cousins is there, you know, and their draft choice decision that they made. And we're talking about Atlanta and Raheem Morris is there. And you know how a lot of players feel about him and respect him. And then there's the Buccaneers who won the division last year and kept all of their folks. And that's where a lot of the, I guess, conversation attention is. What do you say to that, Tyrann?
Well, I think, you know, rightfully so. You know, I think the Bucs have really done a good job of, you know, just closing out the season, you know, the last couple of years, right? I think the division has really come down to, you know, week 17, week 18, right? And those guys have been able to kind of, you know, hold it down. I think anytime you get a new coach, a pretty good quarterback with Atlanta and, you know, with the skilled position players that they have, there's always going to be excitement, you know, around that. And rightfully so. You know, I think for us, man, you know, we just come up short, you know, maybe 2-3 years in a row now, man. But what I want the world to know is that, man, you got a motivated Saints team, you know, like we're itching for it. Like we want the challenge. And we're looking forward to it. So, you know, I wouldn't turn the eye to us too much. You know what I mean? Like, because we're going to come. We come in this season. And, you know, we're pretty mad about it. So, you know, you can expect that. You can expect an angry bunch, a team that plays with attitude, a team that plays with edge. And, you know, wherever the chips fall, they fall. But, you know, we're gonna blow our whole load. Like, we're going to be ready to roll.
What are you angry about? What are you angry?
Well, I think for me personally, okay, and for the Saints, I mean, historically, like this has been a pretty good team. You know, this has been a team that's made the playoffs, you know, year in and year out. The team that has, you know, pretty much won the division, you know, year in and year out. And it just hasn't gone that way for us. And so, you know, I think all of us are kind of used to, you know, playing in the postseason and, you know, winning divisions and, you know, just playing in meaningful games. And I think the last couple of years, it hasn't really been that for us. So, you know, I think it's time for us to kind of get back to, you know, who we are, you know, what we're capable of.
Well, I mean, you're going to have some opportunities right off, you know, right off the bus in week one. I mean, you've got an opener, division opener, Carolina. You know, you need to win those games at home. And then after that, I mean, at Dallas, that's always an attention grabber, certainly there in the Gulf South. The Eagles come into your house. that is of significance. Then you're at Atlanta, and it's always on when those two teams have at it. At the Chiefs on a Monday night, whole country will be watching that, and then home for Tampa. And for 6 weeks, that's pretty big. You can make a statement right off the bat. Sure. Tyron.
Yeah, and it's a great challenge. I mean, all those teams are perennial, playoff teams. I think some of those teams have, this great excitement, right? They have new coaches, new players, and so, I think the first 6-7 weeks for us is going to be extremely important. I think whereas, a lot of teams kind of worry about the back half of the season, I think it's going to be all about how we start, this season. And so, obviously you want to be healthy. You want your best players out there, but, you always look forward to the challenge. And so, like you said, Rich, I mean, it's a lot of great teams on that list, but, we're putting in work. Training camp has been, everything we thought it would be. It's challenging. We're going against a new offensive scheme. So, it's helping us kind of sharpen up our axe. And communication and, just all the things that go into playing good defense. And, I think offensively, it's a lot of excitement on our side, too. Like we can't wait to see those guys, do what they do, in this offensive scheme. And so, we're looking forward to it.
What are you willing to share about what's different on that side of the ball, Tyron? New offensive scheme.
Oh, man, it's fun, man. I say, the attitude, man. I think the energy and then the attention, too. Like, we got a lot of young guys on that side of the ball. And, those guys are focused. They're ready. They're excited about it. And, we know we got the playmakers, too. We got a running back that can do it all. Obviously Taysom Hill. He's another guy that can do it all. And, I think we have enough speed and enough athleticism, on the outside that, we could run the ball. We could throw the ball. We'll be able to do whatever we want to do, as long as those guys – just stay committed to it. And so, it's going to be fun defensively, for sure. Seeing those guys score points and, just run the yards up, that creates more opportunities for guys like me to close out games.
Yeah. And then you got two home dates that are going to be jump off the screen at you as well. After those first six games, you got a Thursday night game against the Broncos with Sean Payton coming back into the house. What do you think that's going to be like? That night.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be exciting.
Okay.
I think anytime, man, you can, play against quality opponents, you could play against quality coaches. That brings fans, man, like that brings the energy to the building. I think amongst players and fans, like we all know, what these games mean. Right. And it kind of goes without being said. Right. And so I think for our fans, it's going to be exciting. And I think for the players, man, like it won't be hard to get up for that game.
Right, for sure. And then your quarterback's got the Raiders coming in the house. What do you think it's going to be like for Derek on that week, Tyron?
Well, hopefully we could play great defense that day and just continue to give him the ball and just give him as many chances as we can to score points, right? Because he would have hope that, that kind of stint ended, a little better than it did. And so, we're looking forward to it.
Okay. In the few minutes I have left with you here, just to not to stir it up, but I'll do it anyway. You don't mind if I stir it up. When you referred to the Falcons' new quarterback as pretty good, sounds like there could be stronger adjectives to be applied to the opposing quarterback, Tyron. Pretty good.
Well, he's always been, a great quarterback. I think he's always been, an overachiever. I think he's always been a guy that – can really take what you give him and, make the most of it. And so, he's not a quarterback that, I'll ever disrespect or I'll ever overlook. I think he can make every throw. I think he can put his team in position, at the line of scrimmage to be in the best play call. So, and he's done this a long time, So I've played against him a few times and just looking forward to it, man. You love playing against great players. You love playing with great coaches, and me personally, man, I love playing against quarterbacks that give me a chance, to make a play. So I just look forward to that.
That's a 12-year veteran answer right there. That's a guy who's been in the league a dozen years right there. Before I let you go, Tyron, clearly, what you did at LSU in your previous football life, taking footballs to the house. I want to give you the floor on Devin Hester going to the Hall of Fame. What are your two cents on that, Tyron?
Well, you're always kind of worried for guys like that, right? Because historically, you know, those guys, you know, they haven't gotten a nod. And I think with Hester, man, like, you know, he was always the exception. Like, you know, his ability to absolutely impact football games from a returning position, it gives guys hope. Guys that, you know, focus on, you know, teams and guys that are, you know, mainly returners, it just gives those guys hope, man, that, you know, if you are able to make an impact, you know, like Devin did, man, like you can get your bus to one day. And so, that's amazing for the game. You know, I think it's been a lot of guys that, you know, I think about Brian Mitchell and, you know, obviously, Josh Cribbs, right? And, even Cordell Patterson, right? Like, these guys have completely just, you know, impacted the game for every team that they played on, you know, from the returner position. And so I'm just proud of him, man. I'm happy for him. Like, Devin Hester was, like, one of the first guys that, caught my eye, you know, when I was growing up in Louisiana, like, watching the Miami, you know, football team, like, in the mid-2000s, like he was the guy that kind of jumped off the screen. Like, every time he caught a punt, like, he wanted to be watching. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like, you didn't want to miss this. And, man, he's one of the greatest ever. You know what I mean? And I'm just happy for him, man. I'm happy for Andre Johnson, right? Like, you know, the first Houston Texan ever. You know what I mean? Like, yep. These are things that that motivates the next generation. You know, and I think those guys have really, really, you know, played their part. They've done more than enough, you know, to get the nod to go to Canton. And I'm just so happy for them.
You watching the Olympics at all? Before I let you go, you watching any of that?
I didn't, man. You know, we in California now, Rich, for training camp. So it's like,
oh, that's right, that's man, right. You're out down
there. Our timing is just like everything's off. You know what I mean? I haven't watched too much of it.
Did you see Noah Lyles? Did you see at least that, the 100 meter? Did you see how?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And, I mean, initially I thought the guy from Jamaica won.
Right.
Until, you know, you saw the photo finish. And obviously I don't know too much about track and field. Like, I didn't know the torso had, you know, I thought it was like the sheet off the line. You know, you win. But, you know, obviously it's a little different. But, hats off to him, man.
Yeah.
He can finally say he's a world champion.
Right, exactly right. Champion of the world, more than NBA players, right? Or NFL players. Right. That was funny. Yeah, here's an updated photograph of the photo finish, though, Tyron. I don't know if you're aware of this. You've seen it. But we have an updated version of it. That's how you lean right there.
That's how you lean, Rich.
You see that? You know me. You know me, the way I bring it. Noah has no idea that I finished. That's how fast it was. He didn't see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crossing the line.
Right, for sure.
You know. Yeah, I just figured you'd appreciate that. So tell that out there in Saints camp. Tyron, it's a pleasure chatting with you. I said it off camera. I'll say it here as well. Just the fact that, you know, I wouldn't want to go into a season without talking to you. Really. And the way you represent the Saints and you represent your home city or any city that you've been in, it's awesome. I'm happy.
Thanks, Rich.
I'm happy to see you in year 12. Rich. You bet. Same here. Absolutely. Have a great season 12 if we don't chat beforehand, and keep looking for my call.
I got you, Rich.
Thanks, man. That's Tyron Matthew, the New Orleans Saints, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. He makes me smile. Not going to lie.
Yeah, he's good people.
He's had a great
makes
career.
Makes me smile.
You know, and you think about how his career started, you know, getting kicked off of LSU and trouble at the combine, and to be 12 years later, that's amazing. Borderline Hall of Famer.
Everybody playing the win-loss game for the Dallas Cowboys that thought they lose in Cleveland to start the season, then says they rebound with a win against the Saints. Except for TJ, who says that they win in Cleveland to start the season.
Well, and Stephen A. Smith also said we lose.
Chris Rudd. Yeah. I don't know if you were aware. I know he sounded like him.
That really wasn't him? Oh.
Stephen A. Red.
How about them Cowboys?
I did send that to Stephen A., who found it funny. Stephen's
of course he found it funny.
All right, let's take a break, wrap up this show, set up the rest of the week if we have time, all that and more when we come back.
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Guess what I have again, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Another residual check. Yeah. It's time. Hit it.
Pay that man his money.
All right, I got another residual check from my friends at SAG-AFTRA. All right. Now let's see what it is. It is for... Usually, by the way, when I get one CSI Miami check, usually another one arrives the next day.
This is deep freeze?
It's for Caged and Deep Freeze combined. And so it's for foreign use, foreign extended use. What does that mean? It's what people in...
Foreign countries, yeah.
Okay, very
Germany
good.
Germany and around,
all right.
around the world.
Extended.
Two episodes of CSI Miami for foreign extended use. Closest without going over. That's why we're playing Prices Out Music. Chris Brockman, you're up first. What do you got for me?
$3.18.
Combined. Okay, $3.18 says Chris. Yeah. Mike Del Tufo.
$1.
Oh, he keeps doing the $1.
$1.
TJ Jefferson, the man who has most experience in this contest. What do you have, TJ?
$1, and since I always like to do this, throw my 2 cents in.
Oh, you see,
that's Alex.
No, it's not. It's fair. It's all fair and love and prices, right?
I go first, so I could get screwed the most.
Okay. The actual retail check of my CSI Miami Caged and Deep Freeze episodes, thanks to the good people of Earth, let's see how Earth responds to that, is $6.75. Chris Brockman is the winner.
Whack.
Well done.
Thank you.
318, you'd have been close. The CSI Miami Caged episode alone for you, Caged.
Oh, my boy.
$3.23. You would have been just five. It's just a pickle off on just one of them.
That wins both showcases, TJ.
There you go. Again.
What's that? There were no Harleys there.
If I'm getting a $6 check for this, what's Caruso getting? Back on the Rich Eisen show.
Six more zero.
Back on the Rich Eisen show.
200 something episodes.
Olympic update. Here.
Oh, yes.
If Evan Fournier is playing like a Hall of Fame basketball player, it must be the Olympics. The French bounced Canada. That's a serious piece
upset.
Of business there.
That's a big upset.
The Canadians were the ones that were most, would you say, were the most likely, most favored to give the United States the biggest stumbling block gold?
NBA heavy roster with SGA and Jamal Murray and Dylan Brooks.
RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett, yeah. Big roster for the NBA.
You keep going, right?
Yeah.
So now the recriminations That's north surprising. Of the border, right? It'll be That's like, where was Zach Edey? They needed Big Maple for Big Vic, right?
Yeah.
Too busy getting ready for Memphis. Look at me wading into the national waters of the nationalism of Canadian sports. Watching the hammer throw. It was hammer time, right?
Hammer time.
Stop.
When I see the hammer throw, you know what I think of?
So dangerous.
Great Valentine.
No. Here's what I think of. I think to myself, this is maybe the most... Outside of the running, has to be with the most ancient of the Olympic sports, right? When the Greeks are bored, they got hammered, right? and they're like, let's pick
javelin
up something.
Up there.
Javelin,
shot
hammer,
put,
shot put, discus.
All that stuff.
That's it's all like, had. Let's just, pick it's lying around yeah, the rubble here, Acropolis.
What can we throw?
What can we throw?
This
what can
rock.
We throw? Who can throw this fat? Who can throw this further?
Yeah.
They weren't breakdancing.
Exactly.
Which I can't wait for. Two more days.
I think that every time I see the a rodeo, too. Has to be just like
drunk cowboys.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's ride this bull.
Like, how are we going to pass the time? Yeah. Who can ride that bull
when we tie
the longest?
Who can rope it up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tie is.
It's like the games you play, you know, in your old fraternity house with your friends or whatever. You're just drunk. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to make it up?
Yeah.
It's like the original Dude Perfect.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And those trick shot guys on Instagram.
Right. Yeah. All those.
What are they, the Hewitt brothers? They do all that weird stuff.
That's what I think of.
Basketball.
Because they're running. It's just like, you know, okay, what are we going to do? Let's just run, you know.
Straight line, circles.
Right.
Pick
jump
up that
over
plate
stuff.
And see how far you can throw it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Boom. An Olympic sport. It's like Seinfeld. That's a show. Yeah. That's a sport.
There you go.
That's what I think of when I see hammer and throw it over javelin.
No, you don't just throw it, though. You got to spin around in a circle.
Yeah,
spin around
in a circle. Let's get you dizzy. As dizzy as possible. And then throw it.
Then throw as far as you can throw.
You got to amp up. You can't just pick up. How heavy? Did you look it up? How heavy is the hammer?
So the women's hammer throw is 8.8 pounds.
Okay.
That's what we're watching.
And the men's is?
Men's is 16.
Okay.
Same for shot put.
So you need to wind up, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get that
force going.
Like Paul Skeens isn't throwing 100 miles an hour just from a standing position.
Well, he could probably, I think.
He probably could.
You gotta have a wind up. Like this is a literal wind up.
Yeah, yeah. They do a lot of spins and then.
I would watch videos on the origins of like who created the hammer throw. It was like some bored guy named Augustus, right?
Drunk history.
Well, that's Rome.
Drunk Rome.
Yeah, it would be. Actually.
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
Some ancient.
Here we go. Ready. The legend and origin of the hammer throw goes back to 2000 BC when a Celtic warrior,
Seamus?
Oh gosh, I can't pronounce it.
Don't worry about it.
Picked up a chariot axle and wheel and threw it during the Taltian Games in Tara, Ireland.
And somebody's that's a sport?
That's a sport. You know how huge that man had to be to pick up a chariot wheel? And like, that's a. It's carrying a whole, like, a whole chariot.
The original Magnus Vermagnerson.
Right. The mountain over there.
There are also drawings from the 16th century showing people throwing blacksmiths' hammers.
Boom. That's a sport.
Where's the javelin? The javelin's what's up. That's a
good somebody's let's like, pick up that long thing. Who can throw it further?
Yep.
Like that's a sport.
There's a rabbit down there. How do we get it? I don't know. Let's pick up the stick and throw it.
That's a sport.
The shot put dates back to the Middle Ages when soldiers competed in cannonball throwing competitions.
Just bored.
British military sports groups were the first to use a cannonball.
How long ago was this?
Middle Ages.
Rich, Game of Thrones era?
I guess so, yeah.
It's got to be sooner than that. Somebody pick up something heavy and throw it.
It's the same reason or the same way you start running the 40. You and TD sit around
bored.
Okay. Hey, wonder what happened if I went down there and did this.
I'm just assuming people were drunk to start this thing.
Rich was sober when he did.
I was very sober.
Early 19th century, the modern shot put appeared in the Scottish Highland Games.
Okay.
1866.
Modern shot put. What does that mean?
I don't know. 16 pounds.
See, Braveheart, they do a lot of that.
Modern. Because this looks ancient to me. And that's the Rich Eisen Show Olympic update. We're all over it, guys.
We're on it.
The bronze zone.
Bronze zone. We're giving you gold here, baby.
So stupid.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.